The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is recommending that persons hosting events occupy only 70% or less of the venue's capacity to ensure the patrons' safety with regards to COVID-19. That is according to Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, who said although the mass gathering protocol has been revoked, persons should continue to practice safety measures.
Right. So the significant difference in this instance would apply to what we define as mass gatherings, the rules surrounding mass gatherings. Persons are now allowed to gather in excess of what was previously stipulated. You remember previously we said that outdoor mass gatherings were limited to 20 persons, while indoor were limited to 10 persons. So these limitations have now been removed. While we don't expect people to ram places to capacity, and this is just basic health and safety reasons, that we're allowing people to gather in excess of the previously stipulated 10 and 20 persons. So this is allowed, and I think this is significant for places of worship, places of entertainment, restaurants and other such places. But it all depends on the size of places. We're recommending really, and we'd have this conversation further with persons, that you really want to keep it up to 75% of your capacity or less.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 137,860. And in Bermuda, the total number of COVID-19 deaths since the outbreak is now 128. Internationally, rates of COVID-19 infection have hit a record high in the UK, just as free government testing ended for millions in England. The latest survey by the Office for National Statistics says some 4.9 million people in the UK are estimated to have had COVID-19 in the week ending March 26th, or 600,000 more than the previous week. Meanwhile, about 16 million residents in Shanghai are being tested for the coronavirus during the second stage of the lockdown that shifted Friday to the western half of China's biggest city and financial capital. Residents of Shanghai's eastern districts who were supposed to be released from 4 days of isolation have been told their lockdowns could be extended if COVID-19 cases are found in their residential compounds. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.